This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Chris Witz, welcome. It's Morning Devotions. How can we find God in a busy world? How can we actually see the hand of God in our daily lives? Now, everyone perhaps has a different idea, a different answer. It could be as simple as depending on God for the simple little things of life, the prayer that you might whisper when you're driving or wanting to drive. Lord, help me find my car keys. Nothing wrong with that prayer. Sometimes it does help, sometimes it doesn't. But perhaps seeing the majesty of God and the creation in a simple sunset or a wild flower or even a baby's laugh, these things can actually trigger something in your mind and you think, these things just didn't happen on their own. Finding God in a busy world. David Kerrigan's Baptist Missionary Society in Britain once said that I've encountered God in some expected and unexpected places. One morning as I looked out the window of my hotel room while I was in Ireland on vacation, I saw a most beautiful arc of many colours in the sky, and as I stared at it, I realised I was finding God in rainbows. He said, just as I found the presence of God in sheep that were outside grazing in the pastures, or the castles that I toured, the hillsides, the streams, the meadows, as our coach made its way along the country roads. That was his experience, and you could probably relate to that. How do we find God in the everyday situations of life? What about the things that I do? Is God present in everything or only in those things that we might traditionally call holy, like going to church? As hard as it is to imagine, let's be real, it can be hard to see God and see how he's present in the moments, between the moment we open our eyes to that first cup of coffee, you've gulped down your coffee, or a child who can't find a textbook going to school, or you get to work and your colleague wants a report on their desk in 5 minutes. These are some of the issues. They're real issues, or the grind of life, and God seems further away than that holiday in December that you're waiting for. So can I really discover God when I'm that busy? Well, David Kerrigan reminded us also in his article about God's word to Noah after the flood. This is the sign of the covenant I'm making between me and you and every living creature. I'll set my rainbow in the clouds. And whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears, I will remember my covenant, says God. Never again will all the waters become a flood to destroy life. And David said, I took comfort in those verses looking at a rainbow. So if God is someone we encounter just at church, then our understanding of God will be really deficient. This is not a luxury. God doesn't become someone you find on a Sunday. God walks with us in the summit of life and also down in the valley when things are going badly. God is there because he's made the world and he's given life to every one of us. So we start by knowing this fact. We are of value to God. No matter what your station in life is, you can move to the next step and that you were created in the image and likeness of God. In other words, you're a person of value. You are a child of God. We do not have to live in a monastery to experience God's embrace. This is what Robert Weber said. The spiritual life is not an escape from life, but it's an affirmation of God's way of life in the struggles that we meet in our everyday life, in the relationships we have with the family or our neighbours or what goes on at work. The Christian life, Robert Weber says, is part of life. And I have read in history of actually Martin Luther, who was very critical of the church in his day for encouraging people to go and live as monks and nuns away from the regular population. And way back even then, his study of the Bible convinced him that a secluded life was no more holy than the secular lives of ordinary people. And I found that quite fascinating. It's God who gives us our positions in life. And whether we are married or whatever, an employee or retired, we serve God best when we do not separate ourselves from the world, but when we live our faith in the real world. So God has made us with this purpose. Do you wonder sometimes what awaits you from day to day? Heavenly Father, thank you that these are profound things, finding you in the everyday. I thank you that that can be true for me. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.